Good morning, everyone.
Last week, Father Matt and I, we had a priestly convocation in the Colo Springs. Around like 300 priests gathering together. And then it was so good to see like a brother priest around the like the Archdiocese of Denver. And then the second day, I met a Spanish speaker priest, which is I got like zero Spanish. So I had nothing with me in Spanish. And he came to me and he said, and I said like, hola, try to like show up a little bit. And then he said, hola, padre, buenos dias, which means like good morning or something. And then he went on like a minute. And then I stood there, just listened to him. And then he recognized that I didn't speak any Spanish. And he was so surprised. And he told me, I thought like every people had a black hair would speak Spanish. Well, I told him, yeah, I have black hair, but I also have yellow skin, which means I'm Asian. I don't speak Spanish. So we have a really good laugh and then all stuff. But yeah, really, like, really so joyful to be there with another priest. A lot of people I don't know around the parish, like around the Archdiocese, and then so good to be there with them. Well, back to the homily today. Invite you to reflect with me on love. Because we heard in the gospel today that love will be the key point for this week. So how do we reflect on love? I invite you to reflect with me three words: what, why, and how. What is love? Why do I need to love my neighbors? And how can I do that? First of all, what is love? You know that Catholic defines love as an act of will, to will the good for others, right? So that God is always an act of will. So it doesn't belong to love. It is not emotion. First of all, love is not emotion. And we think love is an emotion. Love is not at all. Love is an act of will, so that we need to use a lot of will to love our neighbors, because I know your neighbors, sometimes they are not lovable. So we need to love them. It's not because they are lovable. It's not about that. But because God, he loves you, and love is an act of will the good for them. So that today you can say you love them, and tomorrow you need to use a lot of your will to love, continue loving them until the day that you die. I love being a priest, and I make a promise to God, like, God, I will be a priest until the day that I'm going to die. And if I change that, maybe I don't have love. Love is an act of will. Like, I need to use my will to commit that I'm going to love my Lord, my people, my parishioners until the day that I'm going to die, until the day that my death. Because the love is an act of will. Use your will to love your neighbor. Use your will, because I get that. I get that a lot. Second, why do I need to love one another? Why do I need to have love? First of all, because the Lord, he commanded it. Like he said, this is my commandment, love one another. You heard in the gospel today, like twice. Not only one, but twice. Love one another. That is the Lord's commandment. Second, I think, brothers and sisters, I think in the end, we will be judged by love. In the end, I think the Lord will ask you the question, do you love me? Do you love your neighbor? Do you love one another? And that the Lord will, because love will, I could be wrong. Well, in there, because I don't know, I've never been there. So I could be wrong, to be honest. But I think, because everything we learn about the Catholic faith, surrounded by love, God is love. Who doesn't know, who doesn't have love? So you don't know God. If you have no love in you, you have no God in you. And God is love. Everything we talk about, like love. Love is so important for you and for me. The last point from my homily is that how can I love my neighbor? When I pray with this homily, one question in my mind, how do I love someone, a person who hurts me? How can I love that person? If you don't have the person who hurts you, you are blessed. You can ask me, Father, do you have someone who hurts you? Yes. When I pray with this homily, I put that person in front of me. There, yes, I have the person who hurts me really hard, and I cannot bear with that. And when I do my homily right now, I have that person in my mind. Like, how can I love the person who hurts me so hard that I don't want to have my homily that I put an ideal for people that people cannot do that. No, I want to put something real that you can do with me, because I have a person who hurts me so hard, and I so have a hard time to love him, to forgive him. And now I need to love him because God, he loves me. But you can ask me, how do I love that person who was hurting me so hard? Well, brothers and sisters, I recommend you 3 steps. If you want to love someone who's hurting you, you need to break that down, love. Because if you don't put in smaller steps, you never, ever achieve love. Because love is so high. Love is so high up here. You need to break that down to smaller steps to love up here. So recommend you, first of all, okay, very, very first step when you want to love someone is let God do his job. We need to stop judging people. Let God do that for you. Let God take care of that person who was hurting you. Let God do that because you can't. Because you cannot. But let God do that for you. Let God be a judge for you. You don't need to be to do that. And whenever you are doing that, you still have something in your heart. That is very, very first step, okay? Second, accepting him. This is so tough. Why do I need to accept the person who's hurting me? Well, because we have no choice. You cannot change your past, can you? No, you cannot. You cannot change everything. It happened already. So only one way that you need to do is accepting that event, accepting that person in your life. I'm telling you because I have a hard time to accept the person who hurt me. I'm not like, again, I'm not telling you something you cannot do. I'm telling you something you can do because I am doing that. Accepting that person in your life, the next one will be let it go. You must let that person go. You should not keep him in your mind. The more you keep him, the more evil will work on you a lot. Evil will tell you, hey, do you remember the person who hurting you so hard? Why you need to forgive him? Why you need to love him? No, you should not. You should not love that person because that person did that for you. Do you remember that? You know what I mean? Like, evil will repeat that for you every day. And the old wound will will appear when you see the person who hurting you. When I see that person walking in the hallway, my old wound just coming back. And to be honest with you, I am a human. And evil works on me that way. I am priest, but I also a human. I need to work on that every day. Every day, to be honest with you. God, he loves you. And God, he loves the person who is hurting you. That love are the same. And God wants you to go to heaven with him. And God wants the person who is hurting you to go to heaven with you. Which is like, God, you want me to go to heaven with that person, like, in heaven? Like, how can I see him in heaven with me? Like, you can let me go to heaven, but that person? No, you cannot. You know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. You cannot. Like, in the end, you cannot. See, like, how human we are when we are facing with those moments. I'm telling you, like, how real I am. I don't want to put something unreal, unpractical. I want to tell you the truth. Like, it's so hard, but the Lord, like, the truth is, like, God, he wants you, and he wants that person. You both go to heaven with him, and you both will see each other in heaven. That is really, really hard. But that is the Lord's commandment for you and for me. Love one another. Someone who is hurting you is not lovable at all. Like, you tell me, like, Father, you can read any books. You can listen many talks, you can listen many homilies, but you don't put it in practice. It's so hard for you because we're so easy to say, we're so easy to love an idea. Like, you say, I love people, but I hate the person in front of me. I hope you know, like, you know what I'm talking. Like, I love my neighbor, but I don't like my husband. Love a person in front of you, living with you every day. It is so hard. I get that. I get that a lot. But the Lord is calling you to love your family, to love your spouses, to love the people in your family first. Of course, love God first. But second, always love your family members. Focus on your spouses. Focus on your mom and dad, your children, your relatives first. So maybe and your friends and your neighbors later, but love your spouses. Love your members, family members first, because that is love. Families is all about love. And the Lord says, love one another. So I invite you all this week, reflect with me with those ideas. What is love? Why do I need to love? And how can I love a person who is hurting me?